In Rome, the doors of St. Peter's Basilica have been closed, ending public viewing of the body of Pope John Paul II. Preparations are in full swing for his funeral tomorrow. Several million pilgrims, along with more than 100 heads of state and religious leaders, are gathering for what's expected to be the largest event in Vatican history. NPR Sylvia Pagioli is on the line with us from Rome. Sylvia, that huge line we saw snaking through Rome and into St. Peter's Square, has that dissipated now?
Well, it has dissipated. The square is actually empty. Some workmen are there now setting up the final arrangements, the chairs and everything. But all that mass of people is now, many of them are probably sleeping in sleeping bags in parks and places that the city has prepared for them. But we don't have final figures. But earlier today, the Rome police chief estimated that some 4 million people had visited the Vatican in 4 days. That's in a city with a population of 3.7 million. This has been called the biggest Via Crucis, or Stations of the Cross, in history.
And along with the millions who've streamed to the city, we've seen kings, queens, heads of state. Could you tell us about some of the dignitaries who've paid their respects to the Pope?
Well, the U.S. delegation was among the first to arrive, with President Bush accompanied by two former presidents, his own father, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. We don't know tomorrow's seating arrangements, but the U.S. leader is going to find himself not far from some of the U.S.'s biggest foes, including Iran's President Mohammad Khatami. There'll be Arab leaders such as Jordan King's Abdullah, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. This is probably going to be the biggest gathering of powerful and humble people in modern times.
Meanwhile, the Vatican released the Pope's will today. Were there any surprises?
Well, yeah, we learned that in the year 2000, as the church was entering its third millennium and John Paul was turning 80 and was already sick with Parkinson's disease, he considered resigning. In more than a will, it's something of a diary of a soul. It's only about 5 pages long. The Pope wrote it between 1979 and 2000. And at another point, he considered being buried in his homeland, Poland, but later left it up to the College of Cardinals to decide. He left no material property and asked that all his personal notes be burned.
Sylvia, you've covered the Pope for many, many years. The news that Pope John Paul II had considered resigning in the year 2000, was that a surprise or a shock for you?
Well, it was surprising because, you know, in recent weeks, as the Pope had gotten sicker and sicker, there was a lot of speculation on whether he would step down. And the general consensus was, no, he never would. So it was surprising that he had thought about it.
There's also news that Cardinal Bernard Law, the former Archbishop of Boston and a key figure overseeing the handling of the sex abuse scandal in the United States, has a role in the commemoration of the Pope. That may come as a surprise to many in the U.S.
Well, he's been given a big honor to lead one of the daily masses that are celebrated in the Pope's memory after the funeral. He was chosen in his position as Archpriest of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. He was appointed to that position by the Pope after leaving Boston. And in fact, John Paul himself was seen by many American Catholics as having never really understood the gravity of the scandal in the American church.
The doors are closed there at the Basilica. The lines have dissipated. What's the mood in and around the Vatican and in Rome right now?
Well, it's a very somber mood. This event of 4 days has been quite extraordinary. Some moments there was gaiety. Sometimes it was, of course, very sad, music and everything. Everybody's having a hard time to analyze exactly what happened, especially this outpouring of young people who were here and come to an event like this but don't go to churches. There was something at times it reminded me also of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, all these pilgrims and everything. It'll take a while to analyze what it was, and then tomorrow we're going to have this extraordinary, solemn funeral.
Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli in Rome.